Good evening. This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Deputy Chief Minister of Arunachal Pradesh, Jonah Men, attended the pre-budget consultation meeting for the forthcoming Union Budget 2026-27, chaired by Union Minister for Finance and Corporate Affairs, Nirmala Sitharaman, and co-chaired by Union Minister of State for Finance, Pankaj Chaudhary, in New Delhi. During the consultation, Deputy CM highlighted that despite its remoteness and long-standing developmental constraints, Arunachal Pradesh has witnessed significant progress in recent years and continues to maintain fiscal discipline in line with the Arunachal Pradesh Fiscal Responsibility and Budget Management Act 2006 with timely fulfillment of all committed liabilities. He placed before the Union Government selected priority infrastructure requirements of the state. The Deputy CM also drew attention to the limited access of the state to externally aided projects and emphasized the need for continued support from the Union Government. The Deputy CM reiterated the state government's commitment to fiscal discipline and constructive engagement with the Union Government to accelerate inclusive and sustainable development in Arunachal Pradesh. The Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Parnayak, extended his warm greetings to the people of the state and especially to the Russo community of East Kameng District on the auspicious occasion of the Sarok Festival. In his message, the Governor said, "Sarok is a vibrant expression of the Russo tribe's rich cultural heritage, deeply rooted in tradition, faith and harmony with nature." He hoped that this joyous celebration invokes the blessings of the revered deities for the well-being, peace and prosperity of the community and society at large. Arunachal Pradesh added two frog species to its biodiversity record, Leptobrachium somani and Leptobrachium mechuca. Identified after years of dedicated field research and advanced scientific analysis, this newly documented species highlight the rich and still unfolding biodiversity of the state. They reaffirm the ecological importance of Arunachal Pradesh's forests and river ecosystems. A two-day regional workshop on wetland conservation under the Sahabhagita Mission was held at Itanagar, attended by officials from 8 northeastern states. The workshop focused on regional collaboration and sustainable use of wetlands. Mass rally was held at Daporijo Township to mark the occasion of Samarth Bharat Parv and National Youth Day celebration, which started from 25th December and will culminate on 12th January on the eve of Swami Vivekananda's birth anniversary across the world. Mass awareness campaign on drugs awareness and civic sense was also organized by the school authority. Rally was participated by several schools in the town under the initiative of VKV Kuporijo School. Students from Government Higher Secondary School Mechuca, during their National Integration Tour visit to New Delhi, visited places of national importance as the Red Fort, India Gate, National War Memorial, Sansad Bhavan, Samvidhan Bhavan and Teen Murti Bhavan. These landmarks are not only historical and modern marvels, but also powerful symbols of India's unity, sacrifice and national pride. The students are on a national integration tour from 5th January till 16th January 2026. Arunachal Saras Mela 2026 is going to be held from 16th to 25th January 2026 at Dorje Khandu Convention Center, Itanagar. The fair will showcase rural crafts, handlooms and supporting women entrepreneurships with exciting additions like K-pop fest, cosplay and dance battles focusing on local talent and rural empowerment. The third edition of Papum Poma Veteran Football Tournament 2026 kicked off on Saturday at the General Ground, Balijan, Papumpare District. The inaugural match was played between the two-time defending champions Tubung FC and Lenka Panchayat FC. The match ended in a draw with both the teams scoring a goal each 1-1. Boria Michael of Lenka Panchayat FC was adjudged man of the match for his excellent goalkeeping in the match. A total of 13 teams around the various circles of Papumpare district are participating in the third edition of the tournament. Pariksha Pe Charcha 2026 has set a new participation record with more than 4 crore registrations so far. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.